很高兴今天能够跟大家站在一起。
I'm always a little nervous during times like this that there might be an electronic glitch.
每当碰到现在要讲到这个时候，我都有一点紧张，因为我怕我电脑会出问题。
Thanks be to God that everything's working this morning.
感谢神啊，似乎一切都没有问题。
This is Holy Week.
这个周是一个圣洁周。
Holy Week consists of these holidays in the church calendar.
圣洁周包括了这些节日。
Today is Palm Sunday.
今天是棕榈主日。
It's the day that traditionally Jesus rode the donkey into the city of Jerusalem to the loud acclaim and hosannas of the people.
这一天主耶稣骑着驴进了耶路撒冷，众民们一起欢呼。
Thursday is called Maundy Thursday in English.
下礼拜四是主节。
The English word Maundy actually comes from the word in English mandate, which is a command.
Maundy 这个英文字来自于英文字 mandate， 也就是命令的意思。
And the idea behind it is that it was during the Last Supper that Jesus commanded his disciples to wash one another's feet and show their love for one another.
也就是在这个礼拜四的晚上，主耶稣命令他的门徒们要彼此相爱，并且要彼此洗脚。
And of course, Good Friday follows that.
接下来就是受难日。
When I was a little boy, I always wondered why they called it Good Friday. It seemed like a very bad thing that Jesus was crucified.
我觉得很奇怪，为什么他们称这一天是好礼拜五？那一天啊，主耶稣是啊受苦的日子。
But of course, it's good because it was at that time that Jesus took the sins of the world upon himself and forgave us.
当然是好的一面呢，就是说那一天主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And then, of course, the most important holiday in the entire Christian calendar is Resurrection Sunday.
当然在整个我们基督教的日历上最重要的一天就是复活的主日。
We call it Easter, but in reality, it marks the time that Jesus validated his forgiveness for us by rising from the dead.
虽然我们称为复活节，但是真正的意义就是他从死里复活的时候，使他的复活的生命在我们身上有效了。
Today, as I was praying through what I should share with you folks this morning, I wanted to focus on the Maundy Thursday, the last.
今天早上我在为这个信息祷告的时候，我想要着重点是放在主节，也就是脚节、洗脚节。
So I'd actually like to reread this passage of scripture again, because I think it's an incredibly important passage of scripture for us as believers.
我想再读一遍这个经文，因为对我们基督徒来说，这个经文是非常重要的。
I'll read it in English. Jennifer graciously put it on the slide in Chinese. So follow along as I read.
我把它翻成中文了，你们就牧师在念英文的时候，我们就一面跟着看。
Now before the feast of Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper, laid down his garments, and took a towel. He girded himself, and then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So, Why did I choose this passage of scripture to preach on today?
为什么我选这段经文来讲到今天？
The church that I attend in Champaign is called Stratford Park Bible Chapel.
我在香槟参加的教会名字叫 Stratford Park Bible Chapel.
And each week we have a communion service that's actually separate from the regular worship service.
我们每天都我们每个礼拜都有一个享用圣餐的时间是跟主日崇拜不同的时间。
And during that service, we allow anybody who wants to stand up and share something that God has laid on their heart relative to the Lord's Supper.
我们会要求凡是有感动想要站起来就着主的圣餐有感动的想要分享的弟兄姊妹在那个时间分享。
So you can request a song.
你可能是唱一首诗歌。
You can ask for prayer.
你可以要求祷告。
Or you can share something that God has revealed to you over the course of the week.
或是你在过去的一个礼拜里，神向你显示了什么事。
Last week, one of the brothers got up towards the end of the service and focused on the love of God.
上个礼拜在聚会快要结束的时候，有一位弟兄站起来分享神的爱。
That's obviously a very appropriate thing to focus on when you're talking about the Lord's Supper, right?
如果我们是在分享主的圣餐的时候，分享神的爱是的确非常合适的。
But he started out with these strange words, Judas 8:2.
但是他一开始就讲了这一句很奇怪的话，犹大也吃了。
And I thought, that's very strange.
我觉得好奇怪。
To come to the Lord's Supper and to focus on Judas seemed to be almost irreverent to me.
来到主的圣餐面前，然后来提犹大，似乎有点不合常理。
But he went on to say that he had actually seen these words on a t-shirt.
接着他就说他看到在有的人衬衫上面有这么一行字，犹大也吃了。
And if you do a Google search on it, you'll find out that it's something which is actually being talked a lot about right now.
如果你上 谷歌去查看的话，你会发现目前很普遍的在讨论这一句话。
But Judas becomes a focus for us during the Lord's Supper and during the Easter season on just how great Jesus' love really is.
当我们把焦点放在犹大这个身上的故事的时候，我们可以发现我们主耶稣的爱有多么的伟大。
You know, put yourself back at that last supper.
把你自己放在那最后的晚餐。
And imagine, you know, what as Jesus is sitting there with his disciples, all 12 of them in the room with him.
主耶稣跟他的十二个门徒都坐在一起在那个屋子里。
Jesus knows at that time that Judas has already sold him for just a handful of silver coins.
主耶稣知道他已经被犹大用一大笔银子给出卖了。
He knows that he's being betrayed by a man that he has poured his life into.
他知道他被他为之倾倒一生生命的人所出卖了。
And yet just hours before Jesus is going to go to the cross, Judas ate this last supper with him.
然后就在这个同一个房间，在耶稣要去世之前的几个小时，犹大也在同一个房间跟他一起享受逾越节的晚餐。
Jesus fed Judas.
主耶稣喂养犹大。
Jesus prayed for Judas.
主耶稣为犹大祷告。
Jesus washed Judas' feet.
犹大，主耶稣为犹大洗脚。
Now, I don't know about you, but I struggle to really fathom that kind of love.
我不知道你会怎么样，但是我非常挣扎着在琢磨耶稣的这份爱。
And interestingly, as you go ahead and you read through this passage in John 13, you find that three times Jesus says words that will give Judas a chance to repent and to change his plan.
如果你再读一下约翰福音第十三章的话，你就会看到在这个晚宴上，耶稣给他三次悔改的机会。
But the incident that probably is the most powerful in my mind, encouragement of Jesus to Judas to repent comes in the washing of his feet.
对我来说，最让我感动的就是主耶稣要用帮他洗脚这件事情来让犹大悔改。
Now, why should that be?
为什么呢？
You have to think what life was like in the first century.
你必须稍微了解第一世纪的时候是怎么样的一个社会环境。
People did not have nice shoes like we do.
当时的人没有好鞋子穿。
They wore sandals.
他们都是穿拖鞋。
And they're open to everything that's around.
所以穿拖鞋的话，你的脚就会容易搞脏。
And they did not have paved roads.
他们没有铺好的马路。
They were at best dusty.
都非常灰尘很多的土地。
Oftentimes they would be muddy.
很多时候他的脚都沾满了泥。
Many times the horses and the other animals that were on the road would leave behind the remnant of what they had eaten.
有的时候在路上，那个马一面走路一面就会排泄。
And people stepped in that stuff.
人们都会踩到他们的排泄物。
So when you would go home or you would go to someone's house, the first thing that you would do would be to take off your shoes, your sandals.
所以你不管是回家或是到人的家里面，第一件事情你就是把鞋子脱掉。
I think the Chinese follow that custom most of the time.
我们中国人到现在好像还在依从这样的风俗。
Gwen and I are even trying to get people to take their shoes off now when they come into our house.
我跟我太太现在也要求人家来我家的时候把鞋子脱了。
But it's not just a matter of taking off the shoes, because the shoes are not dirty by themselves. Your feet are a mess too.
不单单只是鞋子的问题，是你的脚搞脏了。
And so in better homes, there would be a servant who would do what his primary responsibility would be to wash people's feet when they came in.
所以在比较富裕的家庭里面，他们客人有客人来的时候，就会请他们家的仆人替客人洗脚。
That servant in the Greek word for servant here is doulos.
希腊文的仆人奴仆是 doulos。
And the doulos, when we think of servant, we usually think of someone like a waiter at a restaurant or a butler in an extremely fancy home.
当我们想到仆人的时候，我们通常都是想到在餐馆里面的服侍员。
But the doulos in those days was the lowest of all the low servants.
但是 doulos 这一种在当时的社会里面是仆人最低层的仆人，称为奴仆。
The word is actually better translated slave.
这个字就应该翻成奴隶。
And so, when they get to the Last Supper, what happens? No one wants to wash anybody's feet.
所以当他们到这个晚餐的时候，他的门徒都没有人喜欢去帮别人洗脚。
And so what does Jesus do?
那主耶稣做了什么呢？
None of the disciples considered themselves, I'll put it this way. They all considered themselves too good to wash other people's feet.
他的门徒都觉得自己不需要去，觉得自己不错了，不需要去替别人洗脚。
And so Jesus did that job.
因此主耶稣来做这件事。
John 13, 12 to 15 reads this. This is at the conclusion of the foot washing.
主耶稣在帮他们洗完脚之后，在约翰福音十三章十二到十五节就记录这样的事。
Jesus says, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I, then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you.
12到15节，主耶稣对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
So as we look at Jesus in this act, we find not only a command, but we find his example.
我们在这一段话里面不但看到主耶稣的动作，我们也看到主耶稣的命令。
We see an incredible act of love.
我们看到耶稣所显示出来他那伟大的爱。
And we see that love manifests itself in a humility that is willing to do the lowest possible task.
我们看到耶稣的爱显示出来他的谦卑，愿意做最低层的奴仆所做的事。
But Jesus didn't do this just for his best friends. He did it for Judas as well.
主耶稣不仅仅是为了他这些好朋友做的，他也为犹大做。
How could he do this?
耶稣如何能做到？
And specifically, how could he do it for someone who was going to send him to the worst possible death that was possible in the Roman world?
他如何能为一个马上就要把他送去啊？被罗马政府所执行最残酷的刑法来承受那样的苦难。
We live in a time of unprecedented anger and division.
我们目前生活在前所未有的愤怒与分歧的时间里。
Politically, socially, you name it, people are angry and divided.
不论是在政治上是在社会上面的情形，人类都有很多的愤怒，而且彼此是分歧的。
It's easy for us to become angry in circumstances like that as well.
而且我们也很容易就感到愤怒。
But for God's sake, we must overcome that temptation and live the same kind of life of humble love that Jesus did.
然而我们必须要克服这样的试探。然后活在耶稣基督那样的爱，那样的谦卑里面。
And Jesus in this passage today provides us with a way that we can overcome through his example.
今天主耶稣给了我们一个方法，使我们可以克服这样的状况。
And he does this by giving us three truths that can revolutionize our lives.
他借着三个真理的实际例子，让我们能够克服现在的现象，并且可以过一个革新的生活。
So what are these truths?
这三个真理是什么呢？
The first one is that Jesus knew who he was.
第一个就是说，主耶稣知道他自己是谁。
If you read particularly in verse 3, it says, Jesus...knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and he'd come forth from God and was going back to God, then did this act.
如果你读第三节的话，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里，知道自己是从神出来的，又要回到神那里去。
So who was Jesus?
主耶稣是谁呢？
It says that he had come forth from God.
这边说到他是从神来的。
He was God's only son.
他是神的独生子。
Creator.
他是一个创造者。
King of the universe.
他是宇宙的王。
And yet he was willing to come and to live among us and to die for us.
但是他却愿意来到我们中间，住在我们中间，然而为我们死。
So, he had come forth from God.
他是从神来的。
We too have come forth from God.
我们也是从神来的。
If you can find my scripture here. John 3:3, we read Jesus tells Nicodemus that we must be born again.
在约翰福音第三章第三节，耶稣跟尼哥底母说了，说我们人必须要重生。
And so as we come to faith in Jesus and we receive this new birth, it's basically telling us that we too have now come forth from God.
因此我们来到神的面前，我们有了这样一个新的出生，有一个新的重生，我们就是从神来的。
God's entire purpose for us in life is to become more and more like Jesus.
神在我们身上的旨意就是希望我们越来越像耶稣。
All that Jesus is, God wants us to become.
主耶稣是怎么样，神就希望我们像耶稣那样。
And all that Jesus has is given to us as well.
主耶稣所拥有的，神也都给了我们。
But we don't live that way.
但是我们不像耶稣那样活着。
We talk about being Christians and being born again, but we've forgotten what that means.
我们经常说到我们是基督徒，我们重生了，但是我们实际上是忘了那是什么意思。
Mark Twain wrote a book called Pudd'nhead Wilson.
Mark Twain, 一个美国有名的作家，他写的一本书叫做 Pudd'nhead Wilson.
Yeah, it's also a movie. It's really worth watching if you get a chance to see it sometime.
如果你有机会的话，我建议你去看这部电影。
But the thesis behind this is that two young men were born into the same household.
这个故事的背景是有两个年轻人在同一个家庭里面出生。
One of the young men was the son of the owner of the plantation.
其中一个男孩子呢，他的父亲就是这个大庄园的主人。
And the other young man that was born to a slave woman who was, she was mostly white rather than black.
另外一个男孩子呢，他是一个农庄的奴仆，黑奴的儿子。这个黑奴呢，基本上是比较白的。
So basically, she didn't look like a slave, but even though she was a slave.
因此在外表上她看不出来是一个黑奴，但她的确是一个黑奴。
And the same was true for her son. He looked like a white man.
同样的，她的儿子看起来也是像个白人。
Well, at birth, the slave girl switched her son with the master's son.
所以这个孩子一出生的时候，这个黑奴女人呢，就跟她主人所生的那个儿子调包。
And so the two boys grew up with their roles reversed.
因此这两个孩子从小，他们的角色就被兑换。
And I can't go into all the story and what happened. You'll have to either read the book or see the movie in order to find out just how powerful it was.
我没有时间去讲这个故事的详细情形，你自己去看这本书或是去看这个电影，里面就会叙述到这整个事情非常非常的造成很大的状况。
But at the end of the story, we find out that the boys had been switched, and so now they trade places again.
在故事的结尾呢，这两个孩子的角色又开始对调回来了。
But the true son of the owner had lived his life as a slave.
这个真正的这个庄园老板的孩子，他一生都过着一个奴仆的生活。
So for 18 years of his life, he did not realize who he was.
18年了，他没认清他自己是谁。
And when he finally learned that he was not a slave, but rather he was the owner of the plantation, he didn't know what to do with it.
当他后来知道他自己真正的身份是庄园的儿子的时候，他不知道该怎么办。
And unfortunately, we as Christians oftentimes forget our birthright, that we are our children, sons of God.
我们做基督徒的也常常有的时候会忘记我们与生俱来天国的这个父与父神的这种父子关系。
In Romans 8, it tells us that we really are children of God.
罗马书八章说我们是真的是神的儿子。
But as sons of God, like Jesus, we should also be willing to be servants.
我们也像神的儿子，像耶稣是神的儿子，我们就应该要很愿意来做做仆人。
Be able to love like Jesus loved. The only way we can do it is to remember that we have come forth from God also.
我们能够爱别人，是因为我们相信我们是从神来的。
The second point, if I can get there.
第二点
is the fact that Jesus knew where he was going, that he was returning to God.
耶稣知道他要往哪里去。他要回到父神那里。
And Jesus was looking at that Last Supper, not only of washing Jesus' feet, but going to the cross and dying the worst possible death that we could begin to imagine.
主耶稣不只是去吃这个最后的晚餐，而是要去死在最残酷的刑罚。
How could he do this?
他如何能够做到呢？
Because he knew who he was, and he knew where he was going.
因为他知道他自己是谁，他也知道他要去哪里。
Jesus, it says in Hebrews 12:2, it says that we should fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章二节是这样说，他说我们应该要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Psychologists say that we should learn delayed gratification.
这个心理学家说我们应该要学习来接受迟来的喜悦。
In other words, that we will delay the satisfaction of something good in order that something better may come from that.
因为我们如果不要那么急着享受喜悦的来临的话，我们就不会，当坏的事情来的时候，我们就不会那么失望。
This is so much more than delayed gratification.
这个主耶稣在这里的时候，他不仅仅是一个迟来的喜悦。
And what Jesus is going to endure is even more than just the pain of the cross.
他所忍受的不仅仅是在十字架上所要经历的。
If you know the physiology of death by crucifixion, it is a horrendous thing.
如果你能够了解清楚知道在十字架上生理上所要经历的那种痛苦，是一个很可怕的事情。
Jesus is not only going to die that physical death, but he's going to take all of the sins of the earth, of all people, and he's going to carry that burden on the cross for us.
他不仅仅是在肉体上面要经历那莫大的痛苦，他也是要把我们世人的罪在魂里头，在灵里头要把它一起带走。
Jesus is going home.
主耶稣是要回天家。
Jesus is going to return to the glory of heaven.
他要回到天上的荣耀里。
In the high priestly prayer of John chapter 17, Jesus says, Father, glorify me now with the glory that I had before the foundation of the earth.
在约翰福音十七章，主耶稣这样祷告，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
What Jesus is looking forward to is bringing heaven to earth.
主耶稣希望的是把天上的一切带到地上来。
If you read in Psalm 22, you get a description of what crucifixion is going to be like 1,000 years before it actually was developed.
如果你读诗篇二十二篇的话，这个诗篇二十二篇叙述到当时主耶稣在十字架上所经历的， 情形是在一千年之后才会发生的，但在诗篇二十二篇里面叙述出来了。
But if you read further in Psalm 22, you see what it was that Jesus was looking forward to.
如果你读诗篇二十二篇，你会读出来耶稣在十字架上所期望的是什么。
David writes in that psalm, he says, the afflicted will eat and be satisfied.
He said, what verse is that?
That is verse 26. He says that those who seek God will praise him.
寻求耶和华的人,
he says, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord.
寻求耶和华的人必赞美他, 地的四极都要想念耶和华, 并且归顺他。
All the families of the nations will worship before you.
列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
That's what Jesus was looking forward to on the cross.
这就是耶稣在十字架上所期望的。
John writes about it in Revelation 21, verses 3 to 5.
使徒约翰在启示录21章3到5节是这样写的。
He says, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
他听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，也不再有死亡。
No longer will there be any mourning or crying or pain, for those things have passed away.
也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。因为以前的事都过去了。
Jesus was looking forward to that. He was going to that. And he knew that by his sacrifice for us, that he would bring us with him.
主耶稣在十字架上所看见的、所期望的，就是他将来要把我们一起带到那个永远天上的荣耀里。
And we, like Jesus, know where we're going.
我们像耶稣一样，我们知道我们要往哪里去。
We are going to be with God.
我们将来要与父神在一起。
And like Jesus, because we know who we are and we know where we're going, we can live that life of radical love and humility that Jesus did.
我们就像耶稣一样，我们知道我们是谁，我们也知道我们要往哪里去。因此我们可以活出来像耶稣那一般的爱与谦卑。
The third truth is that Jesus knew how to accomplish his task.
第三项真理就是耶稣知道如何完成他的任务。
Again, in John it says, and God had given all things into his hands.
在约翰福音说，神已将一切都交在他的手里了。
Now, it makes it easier to do a task of any sort when you know that you have all the resources that you need to accomplish that.
如果你手上有你所需要的一切东西所预备好的东西，你就很容易能够完成一个任务。
And even as Jesus went to the cross, he knew that God was going to provide all the resources because it had already been given into his hands.
虽然主耶稣要上十字架，但是耶稣知道神已经将所要完成任务的一些需要预备的东西已经给他了。
See, the same thing is true for us.
这也是对我们来说也是如此。
When Jesus calls us to make disciples of all the nations, he tells us what our resource is before he even gives the command.
当神呼召我们做门徒的时候，他已经知道他所要要求我们的是什么。
Jesus says in Matthew 28:18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，在马太福音28章18节。
And then he says, therefore go and make disciples.
所以主耶稣说你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus delegates his authority that he has been given to us as his people.
主耶稣把这样的任务交给我们去完成。
In Luke 10:19, as Jesus sends the disciples out on their one of their first missions, he gives them this encouragement.
当主耶稣差遣他的门徒去执行第一项任务的时候，他给他们这样的话。
He says, look, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and none shall injure you.
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Jesus has given us everything that we need to love people with the radical kind of love with which he loved Judas.
主耶稣已经装备了我们，给了我们我们所需要的，使我们能够去爱像犹大那样的人。
Like Jesus, we've come forth from God.
就像主耶稣一样，
是
从神来的。
We are going home to God.
我们要回到父那里去。
And he's given us this authority.
并且他也给了我们这样的权柄去执行。
I think of this passage in Revelation 21 again.
我看到在启示录二十一章。
You know, you can sum up the entire theme of the book of Revelation with two words.
你可以把整个启示录来结论两个字。
Those two words are, we win.
我们赢了。
And that's been delegated to us. It's a sure thing. It's going to happen.
这个我们赢了这句话已经成就在我们身上，已经给了我们，我们一定会完成的。
Jesus will make it happen.
主耶稣会让他成功。
And he's going to make it happen through his church.
他会借着教会使这个胜利。
We can't do it alone.
我们没有办法自己来完成。
But with the power of his spirit, Paul says that we are able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask or think.
主耶稣说，借着圣灵，我们可以完成我们从未想到的，所求所想的。
So, what about you?
你怎么样呢？
Do you struggle with a Judas in your life?
你为你生命中的犹大而挣扎吗？
Is there someone that has badly hurt you or is hurting you right now?
有没有人曾经非常伤害你，伤害得很深，或是现在正在伤害你？
Perhaps someone that's even close to you that you find, I cannot love this person.
或是你生活很靠近的一个人，你自己认为你就是爱他不来。
Because if you have someone like that, everything that Jesus has, he gives to you as well.
如果你有这样的人，凡是耶稣所拥有的，你也会拥有。
Are you angry about the way the culture has turned against common sense?
你会为目前与常理相敌对的现象而感到愤怒吗？
I read the headlines in the news every day and I go, God, how can this be happening?
我每天读这个新闻的大标题的时候，我都常常跟自己说，神啊，这怎么可能会发生呢？
But because of who Jesus is and what Jesus has shown us, we can bring his love into this culture that needs it so badly.
因为耶稣他本身是什么？因此我们可以借着祷告把耶稣带到现在的现象中。
Jesus washing of the disciples' feet.
耶稣为他的门徒洗脚。
Jesus willingness to die on the cross.
耶稣他情愿死在十字架上。
These show us that Jesus' way is not the world's way.
他所显示出来的就是耶稣的爱不是世界这一般的爱。
Change is not going to come through politics, power, reason, or coercion.
他的方法不是借着政治，也不是借着权柄，权力，也不是借着暴力。
Jesus shows us in this passage that indeed he is the only way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣在这一段的故事里面很真实地告诉我们，他就是真理，他就是生命。
His power, his humility, his love, his example.
他的能力，他的爱，还有他的榜样，是我们要学习的。
We can do so much more if we practice Jesus' brand of love and humility that gives even to enemies.
我们如果可以操练主耶稣的爱跟他的谦卑的时候，我们可以做很多，甚至于为仇敌做很多。
But this is more than just giving up our anger and forgiving people, or even loving a Judas.
这个并不是只是说让我们能够止息自己的怒气，或是或是去原谅别人。这个是包括去爱犹大。
This is giving ourselves completely to God to become like Jesus.
这个是让我们自己把自己完全的交给神，然后才能够像耶稣。
In John 13 through 15, Jesus said this.
在约翰福音13章13到15节，耶稣是这样说的。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you.
13章13到15节，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我救主，我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子。尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
We need to always remember that Judas ate too.
我们必须时时记得犹大也吃了。
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣大海 种子还无量，赐福众多大观扬，是彼岸所有安详。耶稣大爱深不可测，远超太空天上天，将我高举在荣耀中，歌颂赞美到永远。
好，感谢马克牧师给我们带来的信息。
We thank our Pastor McQueen's message.
我们下面是报告的时间。
Now is the announcement time.
我们报告之前，我们首先来欢迎一下新来的朋友和弟兄姊妹。
Before we make the announcement, we would like to welcome newcomers.Any friends or brothers, sisters?
如果你是第一次来参加我们的聚会，或者是过去三个月都没参加，现在来参加，我们希望来再一次来认识你，欢迎你。
If you are the first time joining us today, or you have not been with us for the past 3 months, we would like to have you come out and greet us.
如果 你是这样的，你可以打开你的镜头，我们可以大家来欢迎认识。
If you are one of those, you may turn on unmute yourself and turn on the screen. Share the video.
Yeah, 看来都是大家都是老朋友，感谢大家能够参加我们的。
We think that everybody can, everyone can come and join our worship this morning and also our Sunday school follows.
尤其是我们下面这一周是这个比较特殊的一周，就能够希望大家能够参加教会的各项活动。
This week is a different week, we like to invite all the brothers and sisters to join us for new events this week.
好，我们下面有几个报告的事项。那么是我们在这报告这个单页上都有了，我们也不完全一一念。就是有一个呢，我们是想提醒一下，这个下周五的这个。就各个组的查经暂停一次，我们是教会统一有一个聚会，是耶稣这个举行耶稣受难的礼拜的一个聚会，星期五晚上7:30。
This coming Friday night is the Easter night.
Yeah.
So we
good
are
not... Friday.
Good Friday.
Yes, Good Friday. Sorry, the word just missed up in my brain. It's the Good Friday, and we will have a special meeting. So all the Bible studies will just stop for one time.
再一个就是提醒四月份的我们主日学呢是联合主日学，没有分组，希望大家参加。
The month of April Sunday school will be a united Sunday school. There will be no separate classes.
还有上次报告这个在芝加哥举行的这个宣道会，在这5月29、30号这个福音营的特会，希望大家积极报名。教会已经为这次这个活动呢。也奉献了教会的经费，希望大家可以免费的报名。
In May 29 to 30, there will be a mission camp hosted by Chicago's church. The church, our church, has already donated $1,000 for any fees or application fees involved. So anyone who wants to participate, please let somebody know. Yeah.
好。其他的，Brother徐静远。对，和静远，静远，如果有问题的话，也可以静远联系。这个。 大家都可以在这个网上可以报名，怎么一般？Yes,
all who wants to participate, you can sign up online.
其他祷告的事项和这个都在单页上写的，在屏幕上可以看到，这个对这个国家的祷告，我们教会的祷告，也都在这里，希望我们能够。 为这些主事来为教会祷告，来求我们皮尔教会成一个我们这个福音的出口，能够带领更多的弟兄姊妹和朋友们来到教会，来享受这样的福分。We
have all the prayer meeting listed here. The main two things is to pray for the country, pray for United States, and also pray for our church. That our church can continue to be the spreading seed of the gospel to everyone who's in interested in coming to know the Lord.
好，还有没有其他临时要报告的？可以有重要临时报告的可以遗漏掉。如果没有的话，我们唱我们的三一颂。
牧师给我们祝祷，结束今天的祷告，完了以后默祷完了，再有10分钟以后，我们开始我们今天的主日学。Any other announcements? If there isn't, we will do the doxology followed by pastor's meeting, pastor's prayer.
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Jesus Christ, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，我默祷，散会，10分钟以后，大概不用10分钟，10:50，10:50我们可以开始我们的主日学。
We'll do our silent prayer, and afterwards, in about 10 minutes, we'll start our Sunday school.
对。